Greetings, everyone. This is Joseph Ferrer with the Tiny Shutter Podcast. I just wanted to apologize for the late post. I was battling some audio issues, shocker, that were of a different nature. I had what I thought was a corrupt a recording of last week's episode. I was able to narrow it down to some headphones that I was using that I thought were causing the audio to go in and out, and I was really bummed. I was like, no, I can't believe that we recorded this entire episode and every 11 seconds there would be a drop off in the recording. Well, it was not that case. It ended up, after doing some troubleshooting, I was able to narrow it down to some Bluetooth headphones that I was using that I did not normally use for the show. So what it was doing was giving me a false dropout. So when we recorded the show, everything was perfect. When I went to edit on Saturday, it was like every 11 seconds it was dropping out. And I was like, no, I can't believe this is happening. So I ended up, over the course of the weekend, started troubleshooting my rig, and I was able to narrow it down to those headphones. And so, as you can tell, there's nothing wrong, but it did take and cause me to not put the episode out until I fully understood what was going on. So, with that, I want to say thank you for listening and enjoy the show. This is episode 240 on February 1st, 2018.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I'm Dave Podner.
I'm Greg McMillan.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
And I think we need a new intro song. That's just...
No, don't mess with it. And joining us is Mark Sadowski. How are you doing, Mark?
Hello, hello. Oh, dude, I'm doing great. I'm doing awesome. And it's good to be back. It's been a couple fortnights, I think.
Yeah, it has.
One or two, yeah.
Mark is joining us, and you know, most people know who Mark is, but if you don't know who Mark is, he is one of the co-founders of the Tiny Shutter Podcast, and he does all the background stuff for us. So it's good to have you on, Mark.
Thanks. I have lately been more producer role, in that I sign the checks, I pay the bills, and I keep the show up and running. I have been doing mostly exclusively the YouTube channel, tinyshutter.com TV, basically. So youtube.com/tinyshutter. But yeah, I wanted to check in with you guys. I love what you guys have been doing with the show. And Matt, it's good that you came out of retirement.
Thanks. Is this our annual review?
Kind of. Mostly it was the – who had the over-under on his coming back?
The shotgun?
I think Marvel, I think Marvel Comics has kept a comic character dead longer than you stay out of retirement.
Oh. Well, it's
good to have you back, man. The show has been awesome. I love it.
Yeah, today's episode is going to be a little fun. We have some announcements, and then also we're going to talk a little bit about iPhone photography stuff. But first off, I wanted to say thank you to one of our listeners. We are actually signed on with Zencastr for the next year because of generous donation by one of our listeners named John. He contacted me this last week and said, hey, I'd like to offer to pay for a year's of worth of Zencastr if you guys are going to use it. And I said, absolutely. We decided last week after the show that this was something we were going to go with. And if you haven't noticed the difference in the audio quality, then you probably have to go see the doctor and get your earwax removed. But no, it was a very generous donation, and we're very thankful. And thankful for our listeners that are out there, and you know, without you guys, you know, we'd just be talking to ourselves, which is fine, but it's a lot funner with you guys.
We would do it anyway.
Absolutely.
Much better.
At least now, like, the whole world can suffer through Mark's jokes.
Terribly, actually. That's the reason number two why I've been gone for so long.
So you can come up with some new ones.
It hasn't happened.
Well, so also Mark has come on to announce some stuff. So I'm just before we go around to see what everybody's up to, let's start with you, Mark.
Well, again, I've been promising a lot of things, you know, last year, I think. But this year, everything is actually coming into fruition because we have such a tremendous community between the podcast, between the YouTube channel, and I think especially our members in our Facebook group, which has been growing tremendously. I mean, we're almost up to 2,000 people there. What I love about Tiny Shutter and what has been the heart of Tiny Shutter is the community. And we have always been the small community with a huge heart. And, you know, when you're looking at our Facebook group, when we're looking through the chat during the podcast, you know, everybody is positive, everybody is supportive. And in a world where you have, you know, just horrible, horrible commenters. I'm not going to mention any other websites out there, but they know who they are. You know, it's hard to see, you know, what makes those so attractive, because, you know, there's so much hate, so much, just so much negativity. But when you look at our community, it is just brilliant, absolutely brilliant, with the comments, with the support, and the photography. It's just been, I mean, it's overwhelming. And you know, I am very, very proud of the work that you guys have been doing and the reach of our community and their contributions. And it was with that made me realize that Tiny Shutter is more than just an iPhone photography show. Tiny Shutter is, you know, where the underdog is not the right word, but, you know, we're a small community among an ocean of internet. And so Tiny Shutter now and, you know, forevermore is going to be like the umbrella brand. So nothing's changing with Tiny Shutter Podcast. Everything is going to be the same. You guys are doing a tremendous job. Don't screw up this year. and
there's plenty of time.
Oh yeah. I mean, we got a whole year. But we're going to add more content. We're going to have some more stuff on this Tiny Shutter podcast feed, whether it's going to, you know, we're going to have the main podcast that you guys do, and, you know, a few little things here and there sprinkled about to keep everybody entertained. The YouTube channel is going to grow. We are going to add the Tiny Shutter podcast to the YouTube feed, as well as a few other podcasts. I also do a show on Fuji photography using the Fujifilm brand. That is going up on the Tiny Shutter feed. So we're just bringing more and more. And the lot of us here, I'm not going to say what the project is, but once a month we are going to put on, hopefully, a fun show. We're dusting off one of our old programs, and this is going to be a passion project of mine. And, you know, I am so excited that you guys want to be in on it. And hopefully it brings a smile to everybody's face, but, that will be announced later on, but that will also be, its own podcast feed, as well as on the feed of the YouTube channel. We have so much happening, and if it's because the community is so strong, it's the community that has just risen the show that, you know, it's awesome. And, you know, with that, I say go to patreon.com for Tiny Shutter and help us out, because that's, that has been helping us. It's going to keep helping us. Yeah, I am really, really happy that I turned this heartfelt speech into a infomercial. Sally's throaters would be proud. No, seriously, though. Again, you guys, you know, have breathed the. I mean, the show's always evolving. I mean, back when it was just me and you, Matt, to and no one else, to adding Joe to the show, and then, you know, then Matt, you leaving the show, and then me leaving the show, and then after I left the show, you came back with Greg and Dave, and no, it's awesome.
Don't read into that.
It almost sounds like a soap opera cast going on there.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the right track. Just, you know,
part of Mark Sadowski will now be played by Dave Podner.
Just get one of the Mac robot voices to do my voice. And
wait, is this where the Duke Cousins come in?
Oh, we haven't gone that. We haven't jumped the track yet. The year is young. We'll work on something.
We'll find our own Vance.
Technically, wouldn't Dave and Greg be Coy and Vance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me and Matt are Bo and Luke.
That must make me either Cooter or Daisy.
No.
Joe, Uncle Jesse.
You're definitely Uncle Jesse. When I looked at you, I was like, that's Uncle Jesse.
I'm sporting the beard right now, but it's not that gray.
Joe, but, you can be the movie Uncle Jesse as Willie Nelson is.
Oh, gosh.
Or let him be a little bit more hip. He could be Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Oh, oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'm excited to see what
you heard was age catching up to you.
I had to think. I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't referenced that in a long time. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Mark and I've been, you know, talking off and on for the last week, and today we kind of mulled things over, and, you know, there's a lot of things that we want to do. We're talking about getting a new brand for the Tiny Shutter, actually having a change in the logo. I mentioned about, you know, doing some shirts and, you know, doing stuff like that, because I want to walk around with a Tiny Shutter shirt on. And I imagine we have a lot of our fans that would like to, you know, have something that says Tiny Shutter on it. So we're gonna play around with some ideas and, you know, have stuff for, you know, people to kind of sport and, you know, be proud of, and just, you know, just kind of change some things up a little bit. Not take away anything, but add to it.
We are definitely not taking anything away except for Greg. We are
moving stuff across the border just got way too expensive.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
Hey, Greg, redo your microphone settings, please.
Okay.
See, that's the Canadian tax that we're paying.
Yeah. And Michelle in chat said, you guys need a daisy.
Oh.
Yeah, this is kind of a sausage fest. Yeah.
We had one for a little while.
No, yep. That was on the other show.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but Michelle, you have not seen me, my short running shorts yet.
Oh, touche. He puts the tiny in T-shirt. Yeah, there it is. And I'm out. No, but seriously, everybody listening.
That just put the shutter in Tiny Shutter.
Wow, that was good. That was better than mine. I mean, can it be both? But just so much thank yous to go around. And again, we're on a great track for this year, for expanding. Our YouTube channel is growing strong. Our podcast is, oh my God, it's crazy. It's hard to imagine that, you know, I was at the Apple store the other day because I was getting my computer refurbished, or rather, what was it? The hard drive.
Yeah. Set. Reformatted.
Yeah. They basically nuked it from orbit.
Yeah.
But, when we were talking about podcasts there, you know, they're like, well, you do a podcast, right? I'm like, why, yes, I do. And let me tell you all about it. And, but it's great to know that we have the best iPhone photography podcast on the web.
That's right.
We are number one. We are, of course, the only one. But it's still a great feeling. We're still number one, and I'll take it how we can. Let's face it, guys. We're going to take over the world. You know,
I'm in.
It's ours. All right. So. But anyway, you guys are doing a great job. Bonuses for everybody, 100%. One of these days, I'll pay you guys.
That means I get 130%.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. There you go.
Again, confidential. You're fired again.
I was just thinking because of the exchange.
Kind of like when I pay you, the words meant nothing.
Yep, like the points on whose line.
There you go. So anyway, tremendous show, guys. I'll see you guys later. And I'm gone. Boom.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Yep, thanks, Mark.
All right. Let's go around the table and let's just tell everybody what we've been up to. Let's start with you, Greg.
All righty. Not too much as far as shooting goes again. The weather's been kind of blustery and stormy, and hopefully it'll clear up before too long. But I was playing around with portrait mode a little bit in just around the house. My wife has a porcelain doll that I just took off the shelf and was trying to experiment to see, you know, what kind of lighting might be best, especially for the stage light feature. And, you know, just to try to fine tune that part of the portrait mode in the 8 Plus. So
you know, it's kind of fun just playing around with that. Like I said before, I was never really one to take pictures of people or, and I know this ain't a person, but, or do portraits at all. So, having that portrait mode sure makes it fun to try to, you know, hone my skills on that. And, really, that's about it.
Cool. Well, how about you, Dave?
Okay. Well, last Friday, after we recorded the podcast, we actually had halfway decent weather. So at lunchtime, I was able to get around and do a little walking. No snow on the ground, but still had some kind of an unusual scene by where I work. It was cold the day before, so even though there was no snow on the ground, the water in this one area had this kind of milky white look to it, which, and it kind of meandered in a way I thought it made a really nice looking picture. So, especially since we actually had blue skies, which kind of unusual, and it's like, wow, that's, we're not overcast and dreary and blah. And I'm pretty much going with the Pro HDR X now. Anytime I get a lot of high contrast, and it seems to do a pretty good job, and editing in app seems to be pretty good too, without having to do much afterwards. And luckily over the weekend, I'm still doing the Mission Pick app, and they had a challenge that was called Simple. And I did a black and white shot of a glass of water where I was able to do a little bit of editing and really highlight the ice in one for that day. So that's always a nice thing. Other than that, really not much more going on.
Okay. And you, Matt, what you been up to?
Not a whole heck of a lot this week. Really don't have a whole lot to show for this week from a photography standpoint. Mostly just kind of messing around with apps. I did take a couple pictures yesterday, and then I don't know, just really wasn't getting out of them what I wanted to when I was editing. So I ended up kind of transforming one of them into kind of a day to night kind of picture, and with a full moon, and posted it just because of the blue moon, super moon thing that was going on yesterday. That's about it, really.
Yeah, there was a lot of people posting, I think mainly on the West Coast, of the blue moon. We had it here, but it was quite brilliant. And I didn't have anything to kind of knock down the brightness of the moon, but it would just be a white dot in the frame. So, but there was some amazing images. Like I saw a video of a guy who was who takes a video of airplanes, and there was a commercial jet that was in the frame with the moon, and it just looked like it was surreal. The moon stayed there, and you can see the ripples of the atmosphere. But the plane was basically in focus, and it was just, it moved across the front of the moon, the face of the moon, and it was amazing. I really liked those types of situations, and I imagine it was difficult to be in a position to where you had to all that working at the same time. But yeah, well, cool. Let's do this. We're going to go into a little bit of, we'll call it a focus point. So let me play this.
Focus point.
All right. Greg has something for us, and it's actually for everyone. Well, except for us, but I'll let him explain. Go ahead, Greg.
Alrighty. So we've been talking a little bit about a couple of different apps lately, Focus being one of them, which is the app that you can use to, you know, change the depth of field. You have to take a photo with portrait mode in either the iPhone 7 Plus, 8 Plus, or 10 in order to use this app. And, you know, there's different things you can do about it. You know, Matt and I have been playing around with it a fair bit lately. So I thought, well, you know, we've been given this this app some exposure, pun intended. So I reached out to them and I wanted to see if they would offer up a lifetime access license for our listeners. And they've been kind enough to do just that.
Nice.
So we're going to figure out a way to find a lucky recipient for that. And so that we don't leave the single lens iPhone users out, I reached out to Halide because we've also been talking about those folks quite a bit lately. And just before we came online to do the show, I heard back from Halide, Sebastian DeWitt. He's the, there's two developers and he's behind the design of the app. And he gave me not one, but two access codes for their app. So very cool. We're going to have some of those to give away.
Yeah. So we're going to post it in Facebook and then everybody's just going to, if they want to participate, they're going to jump in there and write something. And what else do we have that they have to do?
Pretty much just comment on these two posts that we put on. What I'll do is I'll gather up all the names. We'll just try to keep it as simple as we can. But if you want to post a photo, you know, that you've taken, by all means, post it. And because we do like to look at the pictures, but all the replies to these posts are going to be, the names are going to be put in a pool, and we'll pick one at random for focus, and we'll pick two names for Halide, and we'll get in touch with those people and get these codes to them so they can redeem them in the App Store.
Very cool. That's awesome. I think I have both, even though I have a single lens. And, you know, when I pull up the app and I'm like, oh, that would be so much fun, I can't do it. And it's like, oh, we have this example picture you can play with. I'm like, yeah, not quite what I wanted. But, you know, I think it's really cool for those that do have the dual lens to be able to play with focus and be able to, you know, get some awesome images. And when Matt was here, was sitting there and he's like, oh yeah, here, let me show you how it works. And I was just watching it. I was like, oh man, that is so cool. So, yeah. Oh, well.
So I thought, you know, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah. Very cool. I'm glad you were able to do that. So yeah, we'll post it on Facebook. Is there anything we can do? Actually, let's do this. For those who do not participate in Facebook, let's use the new email address that we're going to have for the Tiny Shutter Podcast, which is tinyshutterpodcast@gmail.com. And send an email if you want to have focus, or an email if you want to have Halide, and or if you want to do both, just put in an email for each one. Don't combine the two, and we'll add your name to the mix of people from the Facebook group too. Mark's going to get me that password. And so we'll go ahead and do that. All right. Cool.
Oh, and Joe, real quick, just because of the time we live in, of course, we will not, if you email us, we will not save your email. We won't use it for anything else. We won't put you on a mail list. We won't sell a mail list. Basically, nothing will happen to your email once it's received.
Ah, there goes my retirement.
No, sorry. No, but we do respect our listeners and our members in the Facebook group, all of our privacy. So yeah, that's definitely a good point to bring up, Dave.
Yeah. Yep. Very cool. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move into our post pick of the week. Post pick of the week. All right, our current weekly photo challenge is patterns, and we've gotten a lot of good submissions, but that doesn't end until next week. So we are going to our Instagram hashtag, which is Tiny Shutter, and we're going to choose from there, and it is Dave's turn. So take it, Dave.
Thanks, Joe. And I saw from Jason Watts, which is on Instagram, of J Watts Photo, a black and white picture, looks like taken from a pedestrian bridge of a takeoff of a pigeon. And the thing that kind of struck my eye is that, well, there is a pigeon on the right-hand side, look like it's waiting takeoff, one that looks like it just took off. And behind the pigeon, you have the contrail of a plane. So it looks like it's kind of mirroring the jet in the background with taking off. It almost looks like one's getting ready for takeoff and one's just saying, okay, taking off, and the heading going off. And the angle is just perfect in terms of the contrail and the bird in flight.
Yeah, I like it. What are your thoughts, Greg?
Yeah, I like the symmetry of the railing, even though the background isn't really symmetrical, but it reminds me of a shot I took a few years back of it was a seagull at a dock, and it just filled that negative space, you know, similar to what this pigeon does in this one. And, you know, it really works well in black and white. I would say probably because it looks like it's stick season there. There's no leaves on the trees, and it's probably a very bland photo if it was in color. No offense to Jason, but I think he did the right thing by going black and white with it and giving it the square crop. And yeah, it really looks cool.
What are your thoughts, Matt? Do we lose Matt? Did he mute himself?
There he goes.
Yeah, I apologize. Yes, I was muted. Forgot about that. Yeah, I think this works well as a black and white. I really like the contrast on the bird. Yeah. Like the bird is like literally the coolest looking part of the picture, I think. But I also like the vignette that he applied, because it definitely kind of, you know, helps steer your attention to the bird, which is good, because I think the railing on each side sort of really competes and draws your eye away from the bird. Mm-hmm. That's like the only issue I kind of have with this. It's overall, it's an interesting picture, but the railing is definitely like too distracting, kind of.
See, I like the railing. Because
no, the railing's cool.
Oh, okay.
I like it, but I feel like the subject is really the bird, and the railing is like competing too much.
Ah, got it. Yeah, I like the railing. You know, the fact that you have an almost inverted image on either side of the frame, where, you know, the railing on the right is light, and the railing on the left is dark, and it's almost like they're polar opposites. But yeah, I think I think you're right. The bird is, I think, the subject of the image, and that, you know, if the bird wasn't there, then it'd probably be the railings. And so yeah, well, cool. Well, In that case, no, I'm just kidding. no, that's very cool. Congratulations to J. Watts Photo. You are our post pick of the week. If you want to be featured as post pick of the week, go on to our Instagram, or go on to Instagram. I keep calling it our Instagram, and use the the hashtag Tiny Shutter. Or if you want to participate in our weekly photo challenge, which we do, it's a 2-week challenge, go onto Facebook and look for our pin post at the top, which our current one is Patterns. And each week we go through and we'll choose either from Instagram or Facebook and use the image as our album art. Also, it is a great way for us to showcase what our listeners are doing, and I think it's a point of pride for a lot of people to be chosen. So go on and participate. All right. Well, is there anything else that you guys want to bring up before we call this a show?
I just want to give a shout out to Mark for you know, between Mark and yourself and whoever was involved for bringing me on board this year and bringing Dave in and bringing Matt back. And, you know, it's going to be a good year going forward. Mark's got a lot of good ideas for the show and for the whole Tiny Shutter ecosphere. So I'm looking forward to it. I just wanted to give another thanks.
Thanks, Greg. All right. Well, let's do this. Let me go ahead and play this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Barely.
All right. Had to throw that in there. Dave, let's start with you. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Sure. You can find me on Instagram and Mission Pick as Prof Pod.
All right. Matt, tell everybody where they can find you.
You could check me out on Twitter, Instagram, and I am at M Hoffman Photo.
Great. And Greg, tell everybody where they can find you.
On Instagram, I'm shot on iPhone only. And on Twitter, shot on an iPhone.
Excellent. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find links to our show notes, our YouTube channel, and other things, Patreon, by going to tinyshutter.com. And, you know, go there, check things out, and don't be alarmed when things start changing. We're going to start doing some things, but everything you need for the show will be found right there. All right, gentlemen, I think it's time for us to call it a show. And why don't you guys say goodnight to everybody?
Good night, everybody.
Thanks. Thanks so much and have a good night.
Bye-bye. I muted again. Sorry.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, flaming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.
Nothing! Absolutely nothing!